You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Poland has summoned Germany's ambassador in the country after several German politicians criticized the recently elected Polish government over its perceived crackdown on media freedom and the judiciary. Stefan Boss reports.
Germany's ambassador to Poland was summoned to the Polish Foreign Ministry at a time of growing tensions between the two neighbors. The Polish Foreign Ministry criticized German politicians for what it called anti-Polish comments. Both the German President of the European Parliament and the German European Union Commissioner have been sharply critical of Poland's new right-wing government. Troubles began after the Law and Justice Party won elections in October with a majority. It became the first party to be able to govern alone since democracy was restored to Poland in 1989 following decades of communist rule. Under its leadership, a new media law was adopted, giving the government control of Polish public radio and television. A national media council is close to the government, which can appoint and dismiss the national broadcaster's directors and chief editors. Thousands of Poles joined a demonstration on Saturday in Poland's capital, Warsaw, to protest against the law. That's not all. The ruling party has also sought to strengthen government control over the constitutional court and the civil service. European Parliament President Martin Schulz, a German centre-left politician, accused the Law and Justice Party of putting its interests before country. He told Germany's Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung newspaper that it was, in his words, a dangerous Putinization of European politics, referring to Russia's perceived authoritarian president. And earlier, EU Commissioner Gunther Oettinger said there were grounds for activating a procedure that could take away Poland's voting rights in key EU institutions under a mechanism for states deemed to have breached the rule of law. The European Commission, the EU's executive, is expected to discuss the rule of law in Poland this week. Ahead of that meeting, Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has attempted, however, to downplay the dispute with Poland, the largest economy among the EU's Eastern European member states.
I'm very confident that from now to then, the Polish government will present us its own reflection and will give our reaction to this. Let's not over-dramatize. It's an important issue, but we have to have friendly and good relations with Poland. So our approach is a very constructive one. We are not bashing Poland.
However, in a recent interview with the right-wing Catholic broadcaster Trump, Polish Defense Minister Antoni Macierewicz said Poland would not be lectured by Germany on democracy and freedom. He accused Germany and other countries of meddling with Poland's sovereignty. The new Law and Justice government is much more skeptical than previous post-communist governments of Germany's intentions. It frequently makes allusions to Poland's losses during World War II, when German Nazis invaded and occupied the country. Analysts say the latest tensions come after Poland enjoyed 8 years of excellent relations with Germany and other EU nations under the previous center-right, civic platform-led government. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.